Chapter 2. Thinking of better times, for me, included going all the way back to my teenage years in Glen Rock, Wyoming, a quiet town about 20 miles east of Casper along Highway 25. Glen Rock's the kind of place parents think is great for raising children, and at the same time the kind of place kids can't wait to escape as soon as they're old enough to do so. It's a tiny town. Only about 1,500 people lived there when I was growing up, and there are maybe an additional 800 residents today. According to local legend, Glen Rock is where Wyoming's first Christmas was celebrated at a Pony Express station back in 1859. But beyond that one holy night, Glen Rock was just the kind of place where nothing ever seemed to happen. My family had been in town for years before I was born in 1952. My dad, Francis Peck, was the town postmaster, and my mom, Vera, was one of his three employees. Since Glen Rock wasn't big enough to have home postal delivery, everybody in town had to go to the post office to pick up their mail. As a result, my parents knew everyone and everything, which also meant they knew every little thing I was ever up to. I wasn't really a wild child, though once I was in high school, I did attend my fair share of keggers along the Platte River on the north side of town. For the most part, my after-school activities centered on the traditionally tame activities of student government. National Honor Society, Pep Squad, Job's Daughters. You pretty much have to be involved in everything when your graduating class is only 27 strong and the entire high school population is 100. When I wasn't at school, I spent a lot of time alone at home because my sister and brother, Kay and Jim, were 15 and 16 years older than me. I always felt like I was an only child. My mom was 39 when I was born and my dad was 44, making me the proverbial menopause baby. There was never any question in my mind that my folks loved me, but by the time I was born, they had their own social lives very well established. When they weren't at the post office, Mom and Dad always seemed to be at a function, either social or civic. I suppose I would have been considered a latchkey kid if it weren't for the fact that nobody in Glen Rock ever locked their front door. Maybe that's why I live so much in my head today. Sometimes I find it very difficult and at times incredibly uncomfortable to express my feelings or show my emotions, whether it's to a room full of strangers or a handful of friends. I don't want sympathy or pity, and I definitely don't like drawing attention to myself. So as much as I can help it, I usually wait until no one else is around before I allow myself to think about anything that might make me cry. Soul-searching, heartbreaking memories, and my grief are all very private affairs for me. There's no denying that my friends and I lived a simple life in Glen Rock when we were growing up. When it came right down to it, I don't think we were expected to do much more than graduate from high school, maybe go to college, get married, and then live in Glen Rock for the rest of our lives. Despite that simplicity, or perhaps because of it, my hometown still represents everything I've grown to love about Wyoming. The people there were honest, straightforward, and without any pretense whatsoever. Growing up there meant that I was surrounded by a level of acceptance that's hard to find in a larger city, whether it's Cheyenne or Chicago, Denver or New York. I think that's because in small towns you can't help but know everyone else around you. And while you might not always agree with all your neighbors, or even fully understand their eccentricities, you accept them as integral parts of your community. Glen Rock also represents everything I miss about Wyoming when I'm away. Sure, the winters are brutal. I don't think I'll ever get nostalgic about scraping ice off the windshield as the harshest wind in the lower 48 freezes my face and hands. But after those winds die down and the sun finally shines, whether it's in spring, summer, fall, or winter, I've never seen a brighter, bluer sky. Sometimes when I'm trapped in a canyon of skyscrapers or stuck on the employee compound in Saudi Arabia, I comfort myself with memories of the Wyoming sky, big sky. And how, when I'm home, no matter where I stand, I can almost always see the blue meet the horizon. However, by the time my high school graduation came around, I was like every other 18-year-old in town, itching to get away from my parents and dying to see the outside world. I couldn't wait to get out of Glen Rock. I didn't get very far, though. I'd been accepted to several out-of-state colleges, but none of those offers came with scholarship money. We couldn't afford to pay for anything more expensive than in-state tuition, so I enrolled at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. It's only about 2.5 hours southwest of Glenrock, but I was definitely a world away from everything I knew. When I started classes, I thought I wanted to be a pharmacist, but then I realized that pharmacy school required a 5-year commitment, and that was more than I was willing to give. So I ended up just taking courses that caught my interest, mostly in history and literature. When it came time to declare my major, I worked with my advisor to mold one that would best fit the course load. I ended up majoring in education with an emphasis in high school social studies.